USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department announced Thursday it had filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas and the Texas Secretary of State imposed by Texas Senate Bill 1, which was signed into law in September. The complaint challenges provisions of Senate Bill 1 under Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act and Section 101 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Attorney General Bill Paxton tweeted, quote, "Biden is coming after Texas for SB 1. It's a great and much-needed bill, ensuring Texas has safe, secure, and transparent elections. I will see you in court, Biden," end quote. Republican Governor Abbott said the bill makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat. President Biden called numerous House lawmakers on Thursday to help rally support for his partisan social spending bill. The bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the Senate and has been stalled in Congress by Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A Democratic leadership source said the House plans to vote on the two pieces of legislation today. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
As many news outlets have called the New Jersey governor's race from Tuesday, the Republican candidate says, hold the phone. Not all votes have been counted yet in the very close election.
Republican candidate for New Jersey governor Jack Cittarelli is responding to media reports calling the election for Governor Phil Murphy.
Currently, Governor Murphy and I are separated by about 1% after 2.4 million ballots counted. There are still tens of thousands of vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. No one should be declaring victory or conceding the election until every legal vote is counted.
Cittarelli posting that video on Twitter Thursday and also his campaign putting out a fundraising appeal asking for money. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A contract between the Biden administration and Emergent BioSolutions, a vaccine contractor who has struggled with production failures during the pandemic, has been canceled. The contract was worth $600 million. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across the state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you. Well, I can't speak on the Democratic group, but I can say that it was a clear message that when people come out and vote, their voices can be heard. And that's all I ask people to do is come out and vote. I just want to make New Jersey more affordable, make it a better place for everybody to live in, for families, because ultimately it's become one of the most exodus states in the country, and separation of your families is just ridiculous, because my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and I just want to be able to live my life and enjoy things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.